Welcome in. Today we're making a ghostly old-school drum and bass re-space, the kind that feels like classic jungle weight with movement, perfect under ragga shouts, and we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. The real goal isn't just sound design, it's workflow. We're going to build one solid re-space rack, then write a handful of quick variations in session view, perform them like a DJ, and record that performance straight into arrangement view so you end up with an actual 32 to 64 bar skeleton you can finish into a tune. Alright, let's set the vibe. First, set your tempo to something in the old school range, 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 as a sweet spot. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create three tracks. One MIDI track called Reese, one audio track called Ragga Vivo X, and optionally another MIDI track called Drums, just so you can throw a quick break or a simple DNB kit under this while you work. Quick teacher tip, don't design bass in silence. Even a basic drum loop changes how you hear the rhythm and the weight. If you've got an Amen style loop handy, drop it in now. If not, anything with a kick and snare on 2 and 4 will do for testing. Now let's build the Ghost Reese patch on the Reese MIDI track. Load Waveedable. We're choosing Waveedable because it makes the core Reese ingredients super clear. Detuned saws, a filter, and controlled movement. In Waveedable, set oscillator 1 to a basic saw, then oscillator 2 also to a saw. Now detune oscillator 2 slightly. Aim for around +12 to +25 cents. Start as +18 cents. That tiny detune is the classic Reese smear. Bring oscillator 2 level down a touch, around 3 dB quieter than Osc 1. This helps keep it solid and not instantly too wide or facey. If you want a little extra thickness, add a small amount of unison, but keep it restrained for old school. Two voices, and unison amount around 10 to 20%. Remember, for drum and bass, especially anything with ragga elements, the bass needs to stay strong in the center. Now turn mono on, and add glide, also called portamento. Set it somewhere like 35 to 70 milliseconds. This is what gives you those little slurs between notes when they overlap, and that's a big part of the speaking Reese vibe. Now the ghost part, the filter movement. Set the filter type to a low pass 24 dB. Start the cutoff around 350 Hz. Don't worry if it feels dark right now. We're building that moody foundation first. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to give the movement shape. If there's filter drive available, add a touch, but keep it subtle. Now add an LFO inside Waveedable and map it to the filter cutoff. Set the LFO rate to sync, and choose 1/8 or 1/4 for a rolling jungle feel. 1/8 often feels alive without turning into a wobble bass. Choose a sine or triangle wave so it's smooth. Keep the amount small to moderate. You want breathing, not look at me movement. If it feels too repetitive, try adjusting the phase or making it less locked, anything that keeps it from sounding like a predictable loop. Before we add effects, do a quick monitoring check. Put a spectrum on the Reese track. You're looking for fundamental energy somewhere around 40 to 70 Hz depending on your note, and you want a controlled growl zone in the 150 to 500 range. If you can't hear the note movement clearly, turn your drums down temporarily while you design, then bring them back. Now let's do the old school grit and weight chain, stock devices only. After Waveedable, and saturator. In saturator, choose analog clip. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then compensate the output so it's not just louder. The goal is thicker, not I win because I'm louder. If your low end starts doing that flabby, farting thing, that's your sign. Back off the drive. Next, add auto filter. Yes, we already used a filter, but this second filter is for performance control and extra sweep options. Set it to low pass 24, and start the cutoff somewhere like 300 to 900 Hz. We'll map this cutoff to a macro later so you can perform it easily. Next, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Go slow, rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Depth or amount around 15 to 30%. Mix around 10 to 25%. This is the smear, but keep it subtle. If your bass gets wide in the low end, it will collapse in mono and your drop will lose power in a club. Next, add EQ8. Put a high pass filter at 25 to 30 Hz to clean rumble you don't need. If it feels boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. And if it's fighting your kick, sometimes a tiny dip around 90 to 120 can help, but only if your kick really lives there. Always listen with the drums. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on, and set it so everything below around 120 Hz stays centered. That's one of those beginner saves that also happens to be a pro habit. Optional extras if you want more bite later, a very light amp, or tiny redux for crunchy jungle edge. But don't destroy the sub. Old school Reese is gritty, but still weighty. Now we're going to make it playable. Select Waveatable and all the effects you just added, and group them into an instrument rack. That's Command-G on Mac or Control-G on Windows. Now let's set up macros. This is how you perform the sound like an instrument, and it's also the easiest way to record clean automation later. Macro 1. Cutoff. Map that to auto filter cutoff. Macro 2. LFO move. Map the Waveatable LFO amount going to cutoff. Macro 3. Reese detune. Map OSC to detune. Macro 4. Grit. Map saturator drive. Macro 5. Chorus mix. Macro 6. Porta. Map glide time. Macro 7. Sub clean. You can use utility gain or just a fine trim control and keep bass mono on. Macro 8. Tone. You can map an EQ band for a slight mid presence boost, like 1 to 2kHz or a little cut in the 300 range. Teacher note. If you're new, limit yourself. When you record your performance later, pick only two macros to move, like cutoff and grit. If you record everything at once, the arrangement gets messy fast and you'll spend your time fixing instead of finishing. Cool. Sound is built. Now we write clips in session view, because that's where ideas come out fast. Choose a simple key. F minor and G minor are common in this world. Let's say F minor, and we'll use F1 as the main note. Reese basses lev nicely around F1 to A1. If you go too low, you'll fight the kick and your speakers. In session view on the Reese track, create 4 1-bar MIDI clips. Clip 1 is your roll basic. Put F1 hits on beat 1, then 1 and, 2 and, 3. 3 and 4 and. It's that classic push that feels like it's leaning forward. Keep the velocities consistent for now. The groove comes from timing and spacing more than random velocity at this stage. Clip 2 is syncopated. Leave space on beat 1. Start on 1 and instead. Instantly you'll feel more room for vocals and the snare to breathe. This is super useful when you bring ragga elements in, because the bass won't be talking over everything. Clip 3 is call and response. The idea is, F1, then a gap. Then a slide moment, like F1 sliding to G1 and back to F1. To trigger glide, overlap notes slightly. That overlap is what tells mono plus portamento to do its thing. Keep it tasteful. One little slide can become your hook. Clip 4 is ghost variation. Copy clip 1, but make it darker. You can do this by automating the rack cutoff down inside the clip, or just set the macro lower and save it as a different clip vibe. The point is you have a shadow version ready to tease the drop. Now, add a tiny bit of groove. If you want the beginner safe method, open the groove pool and try a subtle swing. Don't go super funky. This is rolling D&B, not hip-hop. Or if you prefer manual, nudge a couple notes a few milliseconds late. That tiny late feel makes it roll. Important session view setup, set clip launch quantization to 1 bar. That's your DJ timing. Now you can swap bass variations without messy off-grid changes. And quick reminder, if you ever noodle something great without recording, hit capture MIDI. Ableton will grab what you played, and you can drag it into a clip and turn it into your next variation. Now let's add the ragga element integration. On the ragga VOX audio track, drop in a couple one-shots or short phrases. Things like select a rondy track, whatever fits your vibe. For warping, use Complex Pro for longer phrases, and Beats Mode for chopped one-shots. Keep it simple. Add a quick stock processing chain. EQ8 first. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the vocal isn't muddying your bass. Then echo. Try dotted 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 15 to 30%. Then a small reverb, like a short plate or room. Optional auto pan, slow, for a dubby movement. And here's the main musical rule. Put the ragga hits in the gaps between bass hits. Old school D&B is a conversation. If both speak non-stop, nothing is understood. Now the core workflow. Session view performance into arrangement view. Create scenes, meaning rows in session view, like this. Scene 1. Intro. No bass. Maybe just drums filtered, and a couple vocal echoes. Scene 2. Tease. Bring in the dark bass clip. The ghost variation, maybe with filtered drums. Scene 3. Drop a. Full drums, bass clip 1, and a few ragga one shots. Scene 4. Drop b. Use clip 2 and 3 variations, and add an extra vocal throw here and there. Now we record. Hit global record at the top transport. Then start launching scenes. Twitch bass clips every bar or every 2 bars. Keep it clean, and while you're doing it, perform just a couple macros. Cutoff and grit are perfect. Maybe touch chorus mix once or twice, but don't overdo it. Let it run for 32 to 64 bars. Think like a DJ building energy. Tease, drop, variation, breathe, then hit again. When you're done, press tab to go to arrangement view. You should see your performance laid out as clips, and if you recorded automation properly, you'll see those macro moves as automation lanes. If you don't see automation, the fix is usually simple. Make sure global record was on, and make sure you were moving actual automatable parameters. Macros are the easiest because they're designed for performance recording. Now let's clean it into a quick DNB skeleton. A solid beginner structure could be bars 1 to 17, intro and atmos. Keep bass minimal or teased and filtered. Let the ragga echo create mood. Bars 17 to 33, drop A. Full drums and your main rolling bass. Bars 33 to 41, breakdown or vocal feature. Pull the bass out, let the delays hang, maybe filter the drums. Bars 41 to 57, drop B. Bring back the bass with a variation clip, maybe a slightly brighter cutoff, maybe one glide hook. Bars 57 to 65, outro with a DJ-friendly tail. Easy arrangement moves that scream DNB without adding more sounds. Open the cutoff slightly every 8 bars, just a little, like you're lifting a curtain. Do a 1-bar Reese choke moment, suddenly drop the cutoff and remove chorus for 1 bar. Then snap back. That contrast reads as impact. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, too much stereo in the low end. A Reese can get wide fast. Bass mono and utility is your friend, and chorus should be subtle. Second, oversaturating the sub. If it gets flabby, reduce saturator drive and keep the lowest frequencies clean.